Today's daf Maseches Yoma and daf Mem Zayin. Today's daf begins the new perek, opening halacha. It's the fifth perek, opening halacha, deals with the ketoret, the incense, specifically the kol pan, the machta, and the filling of the spoon, the kaf, which were both held by the Kohen Gadol in his service on Yom Kippur. The Gemara relates about Rabbi Yishmael ben Kimchis, who was able to hold such large amounts. He had very large hands. Mar tells a few stories about this. An incredible family, all Kohanim Gedolim, seven brothers, all became the Kohen Gadol, or replaced the Kohen Gadol, a substitute. He was able to hold these large amounts. He had these big hands, and that was at the time when he served as a Kohen Gadol. This is a specific praise that the Gemara goes on to explain and show through a number of different places, specifically the mother of Rabbi Yishmael ben Kimchis. She was a holy woman, and the Gemara relates a brisa from Tanur Rabbanan that shares her. Rabbi Yishmael was one of, as we mentioned, seven sons. They all served as Kohen Gadol, some as the actual Kohen Gadol, others as the substitute for the Kohen Gadol. Amru la Chachamim, the Chachamim asked the mother, they interviewed her, and they said, Ma asita shezachita lakachu? What did you do in your life? How were you able to merit such an incredible legacy, dynasty, that your seven sons all served in the Beit HaMikdash? Amar Lahem, she said to them, Miyamai lo rau korot beiti kalesa iri. The beams of my house, there wasn't a day in my life, or the beams of my house, witnessed the braids of my hair. Meaning, the mother of Rabbi Yishmael kept her hair covered, and her hair was not even reflected onto the furniture of the house. That was the schut. Says the Gemara, Amrula, it was said, Harbe asu, kein, many followed this modesty laws, these laws of tzniut, v'lo ha'ilu. In other words, even with this standard of tzniut that the mother of Yishmael held herself to, it still was still clearly a gift that she was given beyond this great zchut of tzniut. This story is emphasizing the reward for a life of tzniut, being given to the chance to be connected to the Kohen Gadol. So here in the area of a woman covering her hair, Pardes Yosef, Parshas Zosos Bracha brings that we see in Sefer Bereishis, Perek Lamed Pasuk Yud, comes to telling the story of how Bnei Yisrael were born, the story of Zilpah, who was the maidservant of Leah, the Shifcha of Leah. Torah simply tells us, Vateled Zilpah, just tells us that she gave birth. Usually it says Vatahar, became pregnant, and then gave birth. Does not mention the fact that she had become pregnant. Zilpah's son, as we know, was Asher, and his daughters, we're told in the Gemara, were married to Kohanim Gedolim. They were married to high priests. All of this, as Rashi notes on Chumash, was because of Zilpah's tzniut. The fact that we're not told about her pregnancy meant that it was something that it was a hidden fact. And Maharal, again, similar point, says in Netivat Tzniut, Perek Beis, Netivat Tzniut relates as well to this story of the mother of Rabbi Yishmael, and he shows that there is a beautiful midah k'neged midah, that there's a connection between the reward and the action itself, that the mother's desire to dress in a tzniut way, to cover her hair, the reward being the Kohen Gadol's sons that she received, they are the ones that have the opportunity to go into the ultimate space of tzniut, the ultimate space of privacy and modesty, of going in lifnai lifnim, the Kodesh Kodeshim on the day of Yom Kippur. Finally, the Daf Aleph quotes the Gemara Sanhedrin, Kuf Tesam Beis, which tells us that the Korach rebellion, and one of the individuals who was saved in this tragic gathering was On ben Peles, whose wife prevented people from coming to take her husband from the tent. She stood at the tent entrance and uncovered her hair to scare away those trying to lure her husband to the angry crowd. The Maharsham says, here the symbol is the opposite of tzniut. Of course, it was to prevent what ended up being death, but the symbol of it was to show how not displaying tzniut will disable a connection to the Kohen Gadol, which was the argument of Korach's group, the whole basis of what Korach was arguing about. So there's something else here as well, and that tzniut is not a sign of weakness or being in the background, but rather is a great potential energy that's hidden from view, but its impact on the world, as with the seven Kohanim Gedolim, it's incredible and uplifting.